Pigeon.
Make Maddie proud. Make Daddy proud.
Don't dye your hair.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
Hello, welcome back, everybody. First up, we got wellness check. Shay, how are you feeling about the Panthers?
I am feeling pretty good, for the most part, about my beautiful little cats. My little meow meows, if you will. I wish they would, win the games that I watch, you know? Because I feel like every time I sit down and watch a game, they are losing it, and then I stop watching and they win. So case in point, I watched the entirety of the Maple Leafs game, and that game didn't go well. And then I only watched the tail end of the Senators game, and they won that one. And then I completely forgot about the other game that they played, and they won that one too. So I guess I'm just the bad luck of the team this season.
It has to be you. I'm sorry. You're going to have to find a different team to watch and curse.
I know. I guess I'll just have to watch the Maple Leafs.
Oh, we're cursed enough. We don't need any more.
But otherwise, I'm feeling pretty good about them. I know we have a lot to talk about in Pantherland. So I think I'll save my comments for a little bit later.
I haven't really watched any Leafs games. I listened to everything before overtime of Saturday's game against Boston. That's not true. I listened to the last 10 minutes of Saturday's game against Boston. And then I got home and they promptly lost in overtime, which was also, I don't remember. I feel like there was something weird about it. Oh, Nylander fell or was maybe clipped or something. That's all I remember from that game. And for some reason, they're not playing again till Thursday. Thank you, I guess. Why?
Yeah.
Why is the NHL schedule like this? I think they don't play again till Thursday, and then they play Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, or something ridiculous. I'm like, okay, why couldn't we have played Tuesday this week?
Yeah.
What's the reason? Also, it seems to be illegal for the Leafs to win in regulation.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
I don't know how, but genuinely, they just can't win in regulation. I don't know. They've also lost. They just keep taking things to overtime and shootouts. Last year, they had exactly 2 shootouts. They've probably had at least 4 already this season.
That's crazy.
It is.
I have a question. Is it true that the Sharks have more regulation wins than the Maple Leafs this season?
Yes. I don't know what's wrong with them. Somebody broke my hockey team. We got I forgot Giordano got injured, so we have who is the other defenseman injured?
But isn't Giordano 40 years old?
Yes. He just broke his finger, though. It's not that bad. He'd be playing if he hadn't broken his finger.
That's basically
what it is. And then Liljegren broke his leg, but I feel like I'm missing someone else because there's
that's a bigger injury
three
right
unknown
there.
Defensemen. Yeah. It's three unknown defensemen. Okay. Why are you like this? What's wrong with you?
I get you. I started off, my team has only been healthy for 3 games.
Yeah. I mean, and we did this last year is the other thing. They went through 12 defensemen last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the last year, Morgan Riley was the only healthy one. Well, him and Giordano were the only healthy ones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just okay, I'm nervous. Because
yeah.
We have fewer defensemen in the Marlies that can be called up. And the Marlies are suffering because we have 3 of their defensemen right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been I don't know. It's been interesting. I see, and I haven't watched enough games to tell you whether or not it's the Leafs themselves just being cursed, if it's the defensemen are bad, if it's just like every time Samsonov plays, we lose. That does seem to be a theme as well. I don't know. We get secondary scoring. The big guys forget how to score. And then Mitch Marner gets a hat trick and scores the shootout winner. I don't know. There's seriously something wrong with this team.
It's funny because I remember I got Samsonov for my fantasy team as like my main as my main goalie, and then I promptly got Bobrovsky as my secondary goalie, and I flipped them almost immediately.
Was the right choice.
Yeah.
And like the thing is, the Leafs have won in several shootouts, and the only reason why they're winning is because Joe Wall is like insane.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say. So there was, I think it was last week or something, he was saying how he doesn't have a normal body, like he doesn't practice doing the splits or anything like that. He just can do them, and he has to stop himself from like overdoing it. That's what he has to work on. And I was like, yeah. Every time I watch one of your saves, I'm like, I get it. I can see that. There is That's something so wrong with your body.
There is something wrong with your body. That's so funny.
He's like a Barbie. Like, it's not quite supposed to move like that.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. That's so funny.
Yeah. I love him, though. He's adorable. I was just looking back at the Leafs games in the past, like, 2 weeks. We have 1, 2 games? Yeah, no. One game in the last 2 weeks that have not gone to overtime or a shootout. That's not good.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, they need to get their shit together. That's all I have to say. Just get your shit together.
Yeah.
But, so I'm going to a Leafs game on Saturday. I'm being taken by my work. So I am very confident that they're going to either lose in regulation or they're going to go to a shootout. Like, there's no in between.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously.
My guess is probably a shootout because I have to be up early the next day. So why would they be nice to me and let me get home sooner?
Naturally.
Yeah.
It'll probably be like some kind of like ridiculous shootout too. Like something where it's like, it won't end quick.
It's a 10 round shootout.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh my God, I'm not leaving,
something,
but I want to go home.
Something record breaking. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see how they behave. And I'll actually get to watch a full hockey game, a full Leafs game on Saturday. Who
I'm
knew?
I'm so happy for you.
I am too. I'm excited. I miss them, even though there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Even more than usual.
Yeah, naturally.
All right, let's just jump into the All-Star game. I keep forgetting it's in Toronto, is number one. And number two is the most important NHL news. Or sorry, let's not say the most important. The best thing the NHL has done in a long time. They're bringing back the captains choosing their teams.
Oh, that's so exciting. I love the All-Star draft. Like, that was the funnest thing.
Is the drama, the narrative. There are so many. I'm so excited to see how this goes. So apparently the captains will choose the teams with the help of a celebrity co-captain. So you got to know Biebs is going to be there.
Definitely.
It's definitely Biebs. And I'm alarmed to think of who else because I don't trust the NHL.
Isn't there that she's a pop star? I forgot her name. She's very involved with hockey. She had like the goalie pads that were switched on her picture.
Oh, Tate McRae.
Yeah, that her. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. There was a joke about her being one of the co-captains because she was dating I want to say Cole Sillinger. Some yeah. Columbus Blue Jacket.
One of them, yeah.
Some Columbus Blue Jacket, and they broke up, and she is clearly pissed about it. So, I hope she should be there. I think she should.
She should be there.
Especially if he isn't.
I know that would be like icing on the cake. That would be beautiful.
It would. Yeah. I could see that. I think I'm trying to think of. They're probably gonna pick some random TikTok person that not very many people who watch hockey have actually heard of and like, is my guess.
I'm afraid of book talk. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I don't. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Keep them out of it.
Like, no offense to the book talk girlies. Like,
just the insane ones.
Just the, yeah. The ones that are a little bit crazy. Well, actually, you know what? The NHL was working with, like, I forgot her name. She is a little crazy. She went to a Rangers game on the NHL's dime. When I find her name, I'll like link it to the group chat. But she's a TikTok girly who like makes really funny content all the time.
Okay.
I think she would be really funny for the NHL to have go to the All-Star game. But she's based in NYC, so I don't know if they'd foot the bill for a Toronto trip.
It doesn't cost that much money to get to New York City from Toronto. Or the other way around.
It doesn't, but I don't know if she'd be willing to, like, make the jump.
We shall see. They're also probably going to pick some old person that we're all like, why the hell are they there?
Yeah.
Like, yes, you're a celebrity. Yes, we know who you are, but, like, this doesn't do any good for the NHL.
Yeah. This does not grow the league at all.
No. So, we'll see. I'm really hoping there is no Drake appearance, just personally.
Is Drake, like, the... In Portuguese, we have the saying called pé frio, which is, like, cold foot. Which is, like, the curse. Like, he curses a team. Is he the curse upon your team?
Kind of was. He more cursed the Raptors, but the Raptors have won a championship, and but they didn't win it in Toronto. They won it in, I think it was Golden State. But they didn't win it at home. So, I don't know if the Drake curse extends. However, I don't think the Leafs have won a game while he's been there, so...
Yeah.
There is definitely a Drake curse.
Yeah.
So I'm like, stay out of it. Stay away from here.
Yeah.
Go find somewhere else to be. I haven't heard from you in a while. I don't need to again.
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any other Toronto celebrities that may make an appearance, but I can't think of anyone that's not too, like, hyper-localized or just... someone that I would think of as a celebrity and most other people would not, so yeah, we'll see. The other thing with the All-Star game is that they'll have the 3-on-3 women showcase again with some PWHL players.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so I know that was like one of the parts that everybody really loved the last couple years, so I'm excited. We'll see how it goes. And then, yeah, I was like, oh, I should try and go, but if they're literally selling tickets to their fan fest that I think should be free, or like just not even like you have like free tickets to it, so you just have to reserve a spot, that's what I think it should be. I don't think you should have to pay like $40 or whatever it is to the fan fest that happens on the Thursday or something. And like, okay, the players won't even be there yet, but okay.
No, literally.
That's just MLSC making money, as per usual. Moving on. The Wild fired their coach. I don't remember if there was a reason.
I need to look something up. Because I had a... Like, the Wild have not been doing well, but, like... I don't know. Like, is it the time of year for firings already?
I don't know. I guess. My other guess is that they're just have been middling for so long. Like, first round exit kind of middling for so long.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just they've decided it's time.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, they're second from the bottom in their division.
Yeah.
So. Only behind... The Blackhawks are the only team behind them, so...
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
They are not doing well, for sure. That's what I went to go look at as well. It's because they've gotten such good publicity lately because of Flower.
And they looks like they've been doing fun... content things, like they've been having this these videos that are like weird not or wild not weird or something like that, and they look very funny and it looks like wonderful content coming out of them, but I feel like the content best content always comes from teams who are not doing well.
Yeah,
because why would it come from good teams?
No, literally. That's why every time, like, my team releases good content, I get a little bit concerned. Like, I saw, like, the Panthers release something fun today, and I'm like, oh, shit. Are we, like, did we lose, like, a couple games? Like, what happened?
Anyway, so they hired John Hines as their coach.
Mm-hmm. Why does John Hines sound familiar?
To coach Jersey.
Oh, okay.
I feel like he was maybe also involved with Nashville, because that's what I think of when I hear his name, and I don't know if that's something I made up or not. Nope, he worked for Nashville. Look at me go.
Look at you go.
I'm so surprised. Oh, that's where he was most recently fired from. That would be why.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, so he worked for the Devils on that really good Taylor Hall year.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why we know him, I'm pretty sure. And he's just another bald NHL coach.
Just another bald NHL coach. It's so funny because I just Googled him and I, like, the first thing I noticed, like, yeah, bald.
That's the problem is, like, I think you could morph them all together and convince me that that he was like a coach. I mean, yeah, that's one of the coaches. I don't know which one, but one of them.
Yeah, it just reminds me of that TikTok audio that's like, he's bald and he's torturing people who have hair.
Literally. The like three quarters of the NHL coaching staff.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to do the math on the success of bald coaches in the
yeah
NHL. It's time for that wildly insane Tkachuk brothers game.
Oh boy, I've been waiting for this.
I genuinely don't know what happened. I like came back from volleyball and checked Twitter and went, what? Excuse me? The first thing I saw was, and then every player on the ice has a 10-minute misconduct. And I was like, what is happening?
So, everyone knows about the whole Tkachuk brothers. They can't, like, they're not allowed to fight each other, right?
Exactly.
Like, yeah. Everyone knows that. So, that doesn't, like, obviously the way they work around it is, like, they can fight their teammates. And that's exactly what they did. They just targeted each other's teammates. They had their teammates target each other. It was just chaos. It was just like Brady was like yelling at Matthew. Matthew was laughing in Brady's face. Like, it was
such older sibling shit.
I know. It was really funny. Oh, and yeah, I don't really like watching it back was just insane.
Yeah, I wish I had saved the there was like a recap tweet that I read. Because I was like, what happened here? And someone had tweeted out. I wish I'd saved it. But it was basically like, Matthew got a penalty. Then Brady got a penalty. And then when one of them got out of the box, and one of them got a penalty again. And then one ran into the other's goalie. I don't remember which way it was. I think it was Brady ran into the Calgary goalie. Not Calgary. Florida goalie. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's just... clearly gone back in time here. And then that's when the 10 minutes to everybody on the ice ensued.
Yeah.
And then I was like, kept scrolling, and it was like 10 minute misconduct, like 30 seconds later to two other players who were jawing at each other. Okay. Yeah. Looks like it was fun.
It was a good time for anyone that wasn't on the ice. To be honest.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Because everyone that was on the ice looked so fucking done. Like, they looked so pissed to be there. The benches, like, the empty benches afterwards, and just seeing, our backup goalie, like, sitting on the bench, like, holding the stick, like, put me in, coach, was really fucking hilarious.
Yeah, like... The bench was so funny, like, looking at the shots of the bench, I was just cackling. I was like, this is insane. This is what, like, my little 11 and 12-year-olds look like when we sit on a giant bench. Like, there's just 10 feet of space between the closest players. And, like, what has happened here?
It was just, it looked like a, I think someone said it looked like a, like a Tuesday night beer league, you know?
This just gotten out of hand. Like, something happened. Yeah.
And it was 167 minutes of penalty minutes, by the way. No, which was, like, for the Panthers, it was a damn near record high amount of penalty minutes, topped only by like a game that we had played against early 2000s Flyers team.
Well, that tracks.
And then close behind was last year, 166 minutes against Ottawa again. Another Tkachuk brawl.
There's more. I feel like they're both like riling up the teams, like between.
They are.
Like, oh my god, I can't fight him. You have to do it for me.
They are. Like, they're just. It's just gonna keep happening. Like, every time. Like, this is like. There's no actual rivalry between these two teams. It's just the them.
That's exactly it. Like, everybody else is like, sorry, man.
I'm so sorry.
It's just my job.
I gotta take one for the team. What can I say?
Exactly. I was going to look. Do you guys play each other four times this year?
I believe so. Yeah.
Because yes. They since adding Seattle, they have like the teams in division. You either play four or three times. So it's four this time this year, which is definitely good.
Yeah.
For everybody else's entertainment. Maybe not for the physical health of your hockey team, but for everybody else's entertainment, it's good.
Yeah. But yeah, it's, I'm excited for it personally. I'm not gonna want to miss the next one. That's for sure.
No, actually, I should look at when those are. See if I can go visit my brother.
He lives in
Ottawa.
Yeah. That sounds like a good time.
Like, okay, when are they in Ottawa? Okay, February, April. I could do April. I got less things going on in April.
That sounds good.
There you go. I'm mentally planning it. Expect me. Text my brother. Expect me in April. I need your couch.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay. It has to be, but that had to have been like a big punch they got to Brady for like going down 5-0.
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't think the next one's gonna be that easy for us.
No. Probably not. But the Senators also, Shabbat's injured, and like,
yeah.
I allegedly they have other defensemen, but as far as I'm concerned, he's their only defenseman.
Yeah.
In fact, as far as they're concerned, I'm pretty sure he's their only defenseman. yeah. So there's definitely time and animosity growing between those two teams. All right, what else happened? Dumois keeps posting hockey related blinds, which I think is really funny. And allegedly Dixie DiMaggio and Trevor Zegras broke up.
Oh.
She unfollowed him and his team on Instagram, and it just says cheating. And to that I say, likely place for it to be.
Oh, that's... Yikes. That's not pretty.
Oh. She's my next all-star co-captain.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Because you know Trevor's going to be there. Because I can't think of another Anaheim Duck. So.
Yeah. They don't really have other Ducks that exist.
No. It's just one guy, actually. He just plays all the time. Nobody's noticed yet, though.
No. It's just one guy and, like, dummy bodies.
Yeah. They just have a dummy everywhere else. And that's why he doesn't pass the puck and has to score all the, has to try for the Michigan all the time. It's because he has no one to pass to.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, that's it. But one of the only things, I think, I don't know. People were asking about Sidney Crosby today, and I was like, okay, and there's no juice on Sidney Crosby. There's nothing juicy.
Sidney Crosby.
The only juicy thing about Sidney Crosby is his ass. That's it.
No, literally. The last thing that I remember people going crazy over Sidney Crosby is, like, one, his ass, and two, like, the yellow Crocs that he wore that one time.
Exactly. Like, that's it.
That's it.
Like, why are you looking for information about Sidney Crosby?
Doesn't have any info.
No, there's nothing. He's never touched a smartphone in his life.
He doesn't know anything other than stick and puck.
Yeah, that's it. Pucks in deep.
Pucks in deep. He's the inventor of pucks in deep. Pucks the net.
That's Sidney Crosby for you.
Like, what's the T? That's the only T.
That's literally the T. The T was like, he has a long-term girlfriend and he's very nice and very low-key where he lives. Like, that's it. And everybody leaves him alone. Like,
yeah.
Well, yeah. I would say everybody except, I'm sure, Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah.
His number one fan's there all the time, however. Yeah. Like, negative Sidney Crosby tea, as one might expect.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, moving on. Less fun things. Patrick Kane has signed with the Red Wings.
Thank God it's not my team.
Literally, that's all I thought.
Thank fucking God. Because both of our teams were, like, front runners in, like, the rumors. Like, especially my team. Like, everyone was like, yeah, Florida's the number one front runner in, like, all the Patrick Kane rumors. Like, oh, like Florida is like heating up talks with Patrick Kane, and I'm just there like, I'd rather fucking die. I'm going to kill myself if he signs with my team.
Like, nobody wants him on their team. The only, I feel like the only people who were celebrating him not being on their team.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I saw. No one seemed happy about it, but, I mean, I do follow a crowd of like-minded hockey fans, so it does make sense. But, like, the way they just fucking, they're like, yeah, Patrick Kane's back. We're so happy about it. Okay, like,
we, the collective we, right?
Yeah, we, like, hockey media, sorry. I mean,
yeah.
That's what I mean.
The collective we of hockey media.
Yeah,
the like, old man back. Hockey media.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, you don't have to, like,
speak for the entirety of hockey fandom.
Yeah, and he's old. And
has a
shitty
hip.
Person.
Yeah. A shitty person is the number one thing, for sure.
Yeah, like that's my first go-to, is like, he's a shitty person, and we have several reasons why. More than one reason.
More than three reasons.
Yeah, like, literally. Like, I can't keep track of the number of reasons. I just know I see him and I get mad.
No, literally. I was explaining it to my partner, and they could not believe just how many reasons I had to hate this man.
But, reasons. They're not even just like grudge hockey fan reasons. They're legit reasons. He's a shit person.
Yeah.
Like, that's all. That's what it is. He's a shit.
Really shit person. And on top of that, like, even if you erase the fact that he's a shit person, like, he is old and had a hip replacement surgery, was it?
I think something like that.
Something to that effect that, like, if you look at the stats, like, that shit's not, like, you're not gonna be the same player after that.
No,
like, exactly. I'm sorry.
That's exactly it. Like, he's not the same, not to mention he's a shit person. So,
especially not to mention he's a shit person.
Especially not to mention. So, that's all I have to say. He shouldn't be playing hockey.
Really should not.
No.
Here's to hoping he retires soon.
Yeah. I hope he's really bad.
Praying on his downfall.
Praying for his downfall. Because I think, okay, I do think the timing of this was really fucking funny. The Blackhawks put Corey Perry on unconditional waivers. So we had talked about the rumors last week, but Shay, I would like your 2 cents. So the rumors were that, so basically what we had heard was that Corey Perry was like pulled from practice or pulled from a game. And then hadn't been around the team for a couple days. And neither party was really saying anything. And then the GM finally said, it's a team matter. And then Corey Perry put out a statement and said, actually, I'm just taking time away from the team. And so we were like, what the fuck is happening? And then the rumors that something happened on the mom's trip and that he fucked Connor Bedard's mom came out. So I would like to know your 2 cents on those rumors.
My immediate reaction was like, yeah, he fucked his mom. And like, after all the statements and everything, like, yeah, he probably didn't fuck his mom. Like, that's probably didn't happen. He probably did not fuck his mom. But at the same time, like, I definitely do not believe all of those statements that it's like, yeah, nothing happened between him and like, another player, like another player's family or like someone else from the team. Like, something definitely happened, like whether it was like someone in management or like Like, yeah, exactly. Something happened, you know, between Corey Perry and someone else from the team. Like, yeah. This does not happen. Like, you just don't terminate someone's contract on the basis of nothing.
Exactly. So when the GM had his meeting, he basically said, like, nothing happened between him and any, there was a team incident, team decision, but he wouldn't say if the matter involves a team, organization, or employee. So to me, that means that, like, something did happen with an employee. That's my guess.
Yeah.
And, like, I have a minorly inside scoop. It's literally no information, just confirming that the Bedard rumors are false. And the person that I know said, like, it wasn't that bad. He'll probably be on another NHL team soon, was basically the phrasing used. So, but it's also something bad enough that the Hawks would terminate the contract. So, I don't know.
Something
happened for sure.
To be bad enough that the Blackhawks, like, terminated the contract rather than do their usual little fucked up cover up bullshit.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it to me, is the fact that they didn't really, that they actually did something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know. I have speculations. I'm hoping to actually hear what happened. I don't know if I will, but we shall see.
Someone I know said that, like, as much as we hated the, like, the Tumblr, like, Puck Bunny girlies back in the day, like, 3 seasons ago, like, all, like, those Tumblr Puck Bunny girlies would have had, like, all of the tea on whatever Corey Perry did.
Exactly, like,
they would have had it, like, in the fucking, the Tumblr ass box, like, oh, yeah. Released already.
As soon as it happened, basically, like, it would have been there.
It would have been out instantly.
Yeah. I miss them. Come back.
I miss them for sure.
I need my gossip from a more reliable source.
these old hockey men are not reliable whatsoever.
Oh, well, we knew that. Like, Darren Dreger is just a mouthpiece for Darren Ferris and other agents. Like, he's so funny. He's like, take me seriously. And I'm like, absolutely, I will not.
No, literally. Do you remember?
Yeah, go for it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just saying, do you remember, like, when the bubble happened and, like, all of these, like they found a condom in the fucking bubble? Like, all I can think about when I think of, like, these hockey men is, like, they're thinking, like, what? Someone's having, like, a very different experience in the bubble than we are. And I'm like, no shit. Like, your mind is so small and closed off. Like, no shit, they're having a different experience than you.
Yeah, I think about the bubble all the time also. Like, I'm going downtown this weekend. I'm gonna see Hotel X again. Love you.
Love you, Hotel X.
Literally, I'm Hotel X's biggest fan. I have taken so many photos, just tweeted OMG Hotel X. Like,
that's the number so funny. Of times.
Every time I'm downtown, I'm like, yes, Hotel X, hello, I missed you.
So funny.
The vibes in Hotel X. I seriously need, like, a documentary about what happened there.
Oh, that would be so good. Yeah.
Like, Carter Hart and his guitar, and, like,
yeah.
Like, just the metro all being in the same hotel. And the rivalries there, and, like, the attitudes of the players, and, like, the personal rivalries.
Yeah.
Shit had to have gone down.
It had to have.
Like, I need to know. Yeah. I don't remember where we were. What were we talking about?
Corey Perry. Fucking oh, yeah. Connor Bedard's mom.
Yeah, so that's it. On waivers, cleared waivers. I think he said he was going to the NHL player assistance.
I think he was looking for assistance. He wasn't necessarily going to the NHLPA program. But he was looking for help for apparent like alcoholism problems.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably a problem for lots of NHL players.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. I still don't like Corey Perry. I didn't like him before this. So
yeah.
I still don't like Corey Perry.
I don't remember why I don't like Corey Perry, but I remember I don't like Corey Perry.
All I can think about is probably his walk of shame from that Heritage Classic or whatever it was, where he's on the ice for like 3 minutes in his special little outfit.
Yeah.
Like slashes the shit out of someone and then gets ejected from the game. And then that entire walk of shame that was so long.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of.
I didn't like him when he was on Ducks. Like, that's how long ago I didn't like him.
Well, I'm thinking that the slashing had, there's something before that that was similar to it.
Mm.
That's my guess. Is that there something like that.
Something in my heart of hearts tells me he's homophobic. I don't know what it is. Don't quote me on that.
It's his face.
His face, he just has a homophobic face.
He does. I can't explain, but he does. Don't ask me why.
He just has
a homophobic face.
Don't quote us on like telling you, like, we're not telling you he is homophobic. We're just saying his face is.
Exactly. There was someone else that I was like an actor. I was watching something and I was like, I have seen this man make homophobic faces like so many times that I can't think of who it is now. But there's, I was like, this man, anytime something gay happens near him, he's just like making a face.
Oh no.
I can't remember who it was. I'll have to look for the tweet.
Yeah.
But Twitter doesn't let me search anymore, so it might take forever.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, I hate it. I'm like, I would like to retweet my old tweet, but I can't find them except the long way.
Yeah.
So. All right. The Hawks also acquired Anthony Beauvillier from the Canucks for a 2024 fifth round pick. That was like literally the same day, I swear.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, I forgot about the Panthers-Leafs game, and I'm now looking at why it was important other than the shootout. I forgot what happened in the shootout. Let's put it that way. Okay.
I was wondering why we didn't go back to that after.
It's because I forgot what happened in the shootout. That's why. And I just happened to have a bookmark of what happened. So, looks like the Panthers win it in the shootout. Everybody's leaving. Like, Joe Wall's halfway down the tunnel. There's people leaving. And then it's on TSN. So my bestie, Mike Johnson, you didn't hear me talk about him last week. I was like, I love his commentary because it is always accurate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not normally Leafs favored because we never get any Leafs favored coverage. Actually, in fact, I'm pretty sure most of our commentators hate the Leafs. However, he goes, he double tapped that. Like, in real time, Mike Johnson goes, he double tapped that. I'm like, okay, wait, what do you mean? And then they show the replay, and the Panthers player, it bounced off Joe Wall's pad and then hit the player's stick again and then went in the net. So
as a Panthers fan, as a Panthers fan, he did not double tap that.
He absolutely did. You have to look at this angle. Like,
tap that.
It wasn't intentional. It was just kind of like he lost it a little bit. It hit the pad and then it went in a second and then it hit his stick again. Like, it doesn't look intentional at all, but it is a fact. So yeah, then they come back in. So they're like getting the fans to come back in and like you can, they showed the exits and the ushers are like, come back in. It's not done yet. And then the Leafs won it. The next shot. I think it was the next shot.
Personally, I think that game was bullshit and I think we erase it from memory.
Yeah. It was already erased from mine. So like, and I did watch that part. I have no memories. It's just, yeah, it's all gone. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I was waiting for my moment for me to fight for my rights as a Panthers fan.
No, it's like, it's very clear cut when you look at it, so.
I do not see it with my little eyes.
That's because you have the cat eye glasses on.
I actually do have my cat eye glasses on. Thank you very much. How'd you know?
I just did. Would you like a fun fact?
I would.
Vegas is the only team to have every single player, including their goaltenders, have at least 1 point this season.
Huh. That's crazy.
Yeah, they're the only goalie tandem to each have a point.
Huh. Too bad it's Vegas and they don't deserve rights.
That's very true. I will say fun, however, would be more fun if it was a different team.
Yeah. I wish, I remember when I really liked Vegas. Yeah. That was before. Before they ruined my hopes and my dreams.
Oh, I feel like as soon as the fans were like, oh, we've been waiting. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me for real?
Literally any fan of a team that is more than 5 years old can say, are you fucking kidding me? Like, that seriously made me so mad. So mad. Because I kind of, like, I didn't like them, but I tolerated them. And now I actively hate them.
Yeah. I think everyone actively hates them after that.
Yeah, it's rare that happens because of the fan base, I will say.
Mm-hmm. Normally it's the team. Normally it's the team doing something to make us hate them.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how the Flames were like talking about trading Zadorov?
Vaguely, yeah.
They finally did. They traded him to Vancouver.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why the Vancouver traded Beauvillier, is so that they could afford him.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it was for like a fifth round pick or something, which seems not good to me.
I know we just talked about this, but Beauvillier was traded to the Hawks, right?
Hawks, yeah.
Poor Beauvillier.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why he's already out of my head. Like, gone. Also, you could have convinced me he was still on Long Island.
You really could have. Like, you can't think of, like, his name without thinking of Long Island.
Yeah, I'm like, Matthew Barzal. Yes. The two of them together. They're one entity.
One person. One person, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so that happened. Allegedly, the Leafs were in, but because they would have needed Calgary to retain the salary, they did not get him. I think we're going to end up signing Ethan Bear, if I had to take a guess, because he's coming back off of a surgery and is unsigned. That's my guess. And he's like 26 and probably a good 5-6 option on D, which is mostly what we need. So, the best thing happened to this week.
Yeah.
There was a goalie goal. Tristan.
Hell yeah.
Tristan Jarry.
Hell yeah.
It was also like dead center.
It was a really good goal. Like, if you look back at it, he just fucking goes for it. And it just bounces so perfectly.
Yeah, like it. I don't understand how he got it so well into the net. Like, damn.
He practiced his whole life for that.
He did. He did. I'm happy for him. I'm always happy when there's a goalie goal. It's way more fun.
It really is. I saw, I forgot who it was. Like, I don't remember. I don't think it was Bobrovsky. It might have been Anthony Solaris, who, like, tried to do a goalie goal and kind of failed on one of our games.
Honestly, I think we should always. I think it shouldn't be icing if the goalie tries for a goalie goal. That's
no, literally. That should be the ultimate rule, yeah.
Like, if you don't want to ice the puck when you're a man, when you're playing like 6-on-5, you got to give your puck to your goalie.
And just let him shoot it.
And let him shoot it. That's the option. But the goalie has to be aiming for the net. Like, if he just banks it off the boards and it goes into the corner, still icing.
Yeah.
I think
he has to go for it.
Exactly. That's what they should implement next.
We are so good at growing the game. They should honestly, really, like, put us into, like, the like, NHL headquarters right now.
Literally. I feel like every time the All-Star game comes around, Alex hits us with, like, 15 brilliant ideas for the All-Star game.
No, literally.
I'm like, how do you do this? Like, hire us. Yeah, it's what the NHL needs.
Mm-hmm.
Some young people. Literally, step one, some young people.
Step one.
Some people under 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even have to be that young. Literally, just under 50.
Under 50 is good enough, right?
Yeah, step one. Step two, some women.
Hell yeah.
Step three. Even like my brain is shot. Anyway, step three is just like underrepresented communities.
Hell yeah.
We're covered right here.
A sense of humor too.
Yes. NHL does not own one of those.
No, yeah. Do you remember when like it was going viral on like hockey Twitter? Like those skates that they were like high heels.
Yeah, like the Chanel boot.
The Chanel skates, boot basically. Skates, yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, Gary Bettman, please change the 3-on-3 hockey rules. Make it so that they skate with these.
Yeah.
The
we would implement roots. That.
We could.
We could. Oh.
Slay.
Exactly. The Bruins. I hate applauding the Bruins. However, as an organization, they did good. They had a Hockey is for Everyone night. They had these huge, like, the stairs in the arena were all done up in pride stuff. Like, they were rainbows, and they had, like, rainbow balloons and stuff on them. And then they had in their lineup, their starting lineup, they had 6 hockey players representing the LGBTQIA plus community, sled hockey, deaf, blind, special hockey, and women's hockey communities, which is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
I do, again, great for the Bruins to be doing this. I think more teams need to just keep pushing.
They did a really good job. The gay steps were very, very slay.
They were very slay. So, good for the Bruins. We love to see it. I still hate the Bruins as a hockey team.
I kind of love the Bruins, I'm not going to lie. Like,
that
it's my
so illegal right now.
It's my very secret, like, It's my secret, like, thing, little thing, you know? Like, liking the Bruins. Because I, my, like, low-key, I kind of hate every Original Six team. No offense to the Leafs. like, every Original Six team, kind of garbage. But, like...
It's really stuffy about it.
But, like, the Bruins, like, they have a sense of humor that, like, you don't really see in most hockey teams. I mean, their captain's a rat, so.
That's, I guess, yeah.
But we'll pretend this never happened. It's okay.
Like, I feel like it's very illegal for you as the team who's, what, second, third in the division behind the Bruins?
I know, and also the team that knocked them out of the fucking playoffs.
Yeah, like, like, I know.
It should really be like, what are you doing, Shay, right?
Yeah.
But, like, it's okay. It's a little secret. You'll just keep it. We'll keep it between you and me, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'll definitely actually edit the podcast this week.
Yeah.
Who knew? The Arizona Coyotes, they're coming back from whatever hell they've been living in. They are the first NHL team since 1944-45. No significant events happening then. To have a 5-plus game win streak where all of their opponents were the 5 most recent Stanley Cup champions.
That's so epic.
So they beat the Caps, the Blues, the Avs, Tampa, and Vegas. It was almost in order, too, actually.
That is so epic.
Yeah, I... Good for them.
They did it, like, they were so funny about it on social media, too. Like, dethroned, declawed.
Yeah. At first, when I saw that, I thought it was a Raptors thing, because the Raptors, like, logo has the claw marks on the basketball, and that's what I thought it was. And I was like, what is the context of this? And
yeah.
Then I looked again, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Especially for the Coyotes, of all teams.
The Coyotes does some cool things sometimes. Like, they're...
Oh, no. I mean, they did cool things. It was just cool that they're actually doing good hockey things.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant.
That's, like, that's the more surprising part, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, they have cool content a lot. It's the hockey teams. And I'm like, okay.
It's the on-the-ice product that it's the surprising.
Yeah. I will say, I maybe even know 5 of their forwards not off the top of my head, I'm looking at one of their lineups, but like by name.
That's so cool.
I'm surprised. But to be fair, 2 of them are former Leafs, so here and there.
I'm looking at their roster now. I want to see if I recognize their name. Oh my god. I recognize some of them. And by some of them, I mean like the four that will load on Google, because Google won't let me see the rest of the roster. Oh my god! Nick Bjugstad!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, real people actually playing for this team.
I miss Nick Bjugstad. When he was on the Panthers, they used to call him Rotisserie Chicken.
Do I want to know why?
Yeah, he used to buy Publix Rotisserie Chicken and just eat that for lunch.
Okay, that's at least reasonable. I was nervous. I don't trust the hockey players, too. Have
that's fair.
Good reasoning for nicknames.
That's really fair.
Okay. I don't know why, but Bettman was doing a press conference today and he said a bunch of things, but I only deemed one as important. I think the cap might be going up by $1 million, but
oh shit.
No. $1 million is so much and definitely not nothing.
Definitely not nothing.
It's so stupid. Like, last year, I think 30 or something of the 32 teams were in LTIR for most of the season.
Mm-hmm.
That tells me that your cap needs to increase. And it's not like you're not making money, but you are also still funding the Arizona Coyotes, who are probably not making any money. They're probably costing the league money. Even if they're selling out Mullet Arena, they're probably costing the league money because they can't make enough on ticket sales and concessions and stuff.
That's fair, though. I love the Arizona Coyotes and want them to thrive.
I want them to exist, but, like, as a fan of a team who is up against the cap and makes the league most of its money, like, I feel like I'm being punished. Give me a soft cap is really what I'm asking for.
I feel no sympathy for your team. I'm sorry.
But, like, the Rangers and the Leafs make the league the most money.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to pay it into a pot that pays for the Coyotes to even exist.
Yeah.
Right? Like, all the teams are making money, I think, except the Coyotes.
Yeah.
So, really, I'm every fine team with it. Should be... I understand, like, I do like them as a concept, but, like, their owner needs to pay some into this. Like, the league can't be funding them themselves. That's what it is.
I just think that they need the opportunity to grow, you know? Like, I think, because that was my team a while back, you know? Like, my team was, like, losing money and needed to be funded by the league. And now look at us. We're selling out every single fucking game.
But you're playing in a real arena.
Yeah.
So and the potential to make more money than the Coyotes will for the next, like, 5 years.
But right? the Coyotes are just in a tough spot right now. And so we just need to help our little sibling that is in a bad spot, you know?
I guess. I still feel like they have something on Gary Bettman. That's still my belief.
I support it. I support that they are blackmailing Gary Bettman. Because I am a supporter of teams in non-traditional hockey markets blackmailing Gary Bettman specifically.
I feel like I'm a fan of most people blackmailing Gary Bettman. In fact, Arizona Coyotes, would you like to share what you got?
So we could also blackmail Gary Bettman.
Would like to blackmail Gary Bettman. Anyway, so he said the cap is maybe going up by $1 million. I don't know. I couldn't remember what the cap was before, and then I saw the number and ignored what the threat said, because that's helpful. They've also now confirmed that the format for the 2025 international event, best on best in heavy quotation marks here, is Canada, the US, Finland, and Sweden, which is not a best on best tournament, because I don't think they're the best teams in the world in men's hockey right now. I'm pretty sure Russia's still pretty good.
Yeah.
And, like, the Czech teams have been pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have questions. But anyway, so the plan is that, then hopefully the Olympics in 2026 and a proper World Cup of Hockey in 2028, which I would assume would be more like the one that happened in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be good.
That would be really nice, yeah.
Yeah. Shouldn't take this long.
It shouldn't.
I don't want to look at how old Sidney Crosby will be. But, you know.
That man will be dead.
He might be. From a hockey perspective, he might be.
Yeah. R.I.P. his Crocs.
R.I.P. The other really important thing that happened this week is that the IIHF has decided to mandate the use of neck guards at all IIHF competitions. So that includes men's and women's worlds and world juniors, all of that.
That's really good.
Yeah. I'm really happy that this is happening.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good step forward.
Exactly. I'm hoping that the NHL and the NHLPA can work something out to kind of mandate better protection for the players, because like that and like wrist guards, like Ilya Mikheyev had his wrist like cut when he was on the Leafs, and that's super scary. And like at the same time, Travis Dermott is on the team and he like hikes up his the edge of his jersey, and so you always see like 4 or 5 inches of his wrist when he's playing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that is so dangerous, Travis. Please.
Yeah.
Put some protection on so I'm less stressed about it. And like gloves are not as long as they used to be, because like old hockey gloves used to go pretty far down your wrist. Like they basically like they had your hand part and then they had like a wrist guard basically built in.
Mm-hmm.
And gloves, hockey gloves are not like that anymore. And so something needs to come in to protect the wrists, especially with like all the slashes and stuff that go on too. Like
yeah.
Something like that would just minimize the impact of a slash.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good on the IHF. Let's hope the NHL follows suit. And we haven't heard anything about the PWHL in terms of that yet. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to women's hockey. We got lots of news, finally.
Hell yeah.
Because I've been sitting here like, drop your schedule. I need to know. So we have confirmation. The first ever PWHL game will be January 1st at 12:30 p.m. at the Bat in the Athletic Center in Toronto. I am hoping to go to that game, but I really have no idea what's going on in my life. So crossing my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it'll be Toronto versus New York. I don't love that they're playing their entire season at the Mattamy Athletic Center, because the venue is a 2,600 capacity venue,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, smaller than where they played Worlds. I have to get the name right, because there's like 3 CAA centers. That's a fun fact about Canada, is like everything's called like the CAA Center, the Scotiabank something center, arena, whatever. Yeah. And then there's another one. Oh, Rogers Center Place. Square. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
The capacity is 5,000 for hockey. So yeah, smaller than Worlds, which they sold out for the Canada versus US games.
Yeah.
And like the gold medal game and stuff. So you're going to have all of those players playing pretty much in the league get a bigger capacity building. I don't understand why we're not using the Coca-Cola Coliseum where the Marlies play. Doesn't make sense to me.
It really doesn't.
Okay, so what else? Minnesota will play all, if not all, most of their games at the XL Energy Center, which is where the Wild play. Super mm-hmm. exciting. So that's an 18,000 capacity venue. I think that's really great for them. And then New York is going to play in, where'd it go? Bridgeport, Connecticut, but also they have, I think, a couple games on Long Island somewhere. And, oh, it might be the Barclays Center. I don't know. But yeah, so like, while we have a New York team is playing in Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
they're not only playing in Connecticut, which is good, at least. The venue for their home opener, though, is 10,000 capacity. Ottawa's is also 10,000. That's the TD Center. And Boston's is 6,500, which is not actually in Boston. I think it's in Lowell.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, outside the city. I don't know geography, let alone Boston geography, so.
Yeah, that's valid. Not knowing. I barely know where I live, to be honest. Yeah,
exactly.
Let alone where anyone else lives.
Mm-hmm. And then Montreal is playing at the Verdun Auditorium, which is 4,114 capacity, which is really small, too, considering Montreal has always had, like, a huge fan base for women's hockey. So I think it's going to be different. They release the whole schedule. They go until, like, the first week of May, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at getting a season ticket, but it is not feasible with my schedule. Because I'm already in a hockey rink too much to make it work.
Oh, that's so unfortunate.
Yeah, but I'm sure I'll get out to several games. And my aunt said she was thinking about getting one, so I might just, like, are mm-hmm. you going to the game? If not, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Montreal will also play 4 games at Place Belle, which I think is where the, what are they called? Their AHL team plays.
Mm, yeah.
Laval. I got there. Geneviève Lacasse, who recently retired from Team Canada in hockey, is now the manager of corporate sponsorships and sales for the PWHL, which is very exciting.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm excited that she's still involved. And so they have their showcase that we had talked about a couple weeks ago, maybe more than a couple weeks ago. It's happening right now in Utica.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's been playing scrimmages. Today was the first day they were opened up to the public, and there were, like, lines outside, which is super exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been trying out some, like, different rules this week for penalty killing. So the first rule that they tried was minors are served in their entirety, even if a goal is scored. So you got to sit for your full 2 minutes regardless, which I like. I think that's really good.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you score, like, 4 seconds into a power play and the doesn't feel like the person was penalized enough, you know?
Yeah, I get you.
And then they're going to try traditional PK rules. And then they're trying no icing allowed by teams playing shorthanded. Otherwise, you got to have, like, a regular icing rule. So a face-off in the D zone with no line change. Which I think mm-hmm. is difficult as hell. But
yeah.
Interesting nonetheless. So we'll see what they end up sticking with. I like that they're trying different things.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting.
Mm-hmm. The next couple rivalry series games are coming up. I think the first one is the one in Kitchener, which is December 14th that I'll be at. Very excited to see the national team, as always.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for PWHL, but also in women's hockey, Sani Hakala, who is a Finnish player, ran into the boards, or not the boards, the net, during a play game for her SCHL team, and she is paralyzed from the chest down now.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it feels awful to see that.
That's so horrifying.
Yeah, she has reduced function in her arms and hands. And, like, I don't know if they play with the breakaway posts like the NHL does or not. I hope that's something that they're moving towards if they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, really tough for her she's only 25 or 26. Like, she's pretty young.
Yeah.
So wishing her the best and hoping she recovers to continue to live a good life.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, that's it for this one. You can follow us on Twitter at For Buck's Sake Pod, Instagram at For Buck's Sake Podcast, TikTok at For Buck's Sake Pod, and Tumblr at For Buck's Sake Podcast. Bye.
Bye.